Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I was looking online, looking for some ideas to talk about today, and one of the things that came across a feed that I look at often called Ladders is they were talking about habits of mentally strong people. And the article talks about Angela Duckworth, who wrote a book called Grit, which is a true, really a good measurement of mental toughness and how strong people really are. And what they did is they, in the book, Duckworth goes through this scenario where she looks at people that are at West Point as cadets and looking at people that make it versus people that don't, and then finding those attributes of the people that make it. And saying, okay, that really accounts for mental toughness. And what are some of those things out there that really drive people to make it, right? And some of those attributes are also the same attributes that really drive success in people. And so I want to talk about a couple of those. One they talk about is fighting when you already feel defeated. And the point here is that you always have you have two choices when things begin to get difficult for you. You can try to overcome the obstacle, or you can let the process beat you. And if you quit when things get tough the first time, it becomes much easier to do that in the future. But if you force yourself to keep moving forward, then you grow and you become stronger as a result of it. So the idea of not allowing yourself to quit. And this is an interesting one as a parent, right? Do you take your child out of a difficult situation, or do you make them push through? And from the standpoint of mental toughness, clearly there are some benefits to having them push through. Another thing they looked at was immediate gratification. And there was an experiment that they did at Stanford years ago where they would put a child in a room and offer them a marshmallow, but give them two scenarios. You tell them that if you could eat the marshmallow right now, but if you can wait 15 minutes, I'll give you two marshmallows. And what they found were those people actually had the mental discipline to wait ended up doing much better. They did better on their SAT scores. They had better outcomes in life. They had greater career success, and they were actually in better physical conditioning as a result too, because they were able to delay that immediate gratification, and that patience really drove a lot of success. So that mental strength, when you can forego that instant gratification, it really drives mental strength, and it's a clear sign of it. Another idea is people that make mistakes just try again without even stopping, right? The most successful people are not very good at imagining failure, and they don't really care as much about what people think of them. So if you don't care about what people think of you, you're willing to look silly in front of people, you're willing to make mistakes, and you're willing to keep trying at something that maybe you're not so good at in the hopes that eventually you get better at it. So that's another clear indicator of success. If you're able to keep your emotions in check, that goes a long way towards building mental strength. So it's we know that people feel emotions, but we also know that it is under your control to manage those emotions effectively and keep yourself in check. And so if you have that mental discipline, that's another clear indicator that you're mentally strong and you will adapt to things in a much better – you'll adapt to things much easier than other people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Another area is the idea of doing things that are difficult. You know, we always talk about – the idea of swallowing the frog, doing what is most difficult first. And, you know, often we have to do things like we've got to get rid of people that aren't working very well for us, or we have to give people bad news. And those people that are able to do that, again, another clear indicator of success amongst people. If you have that ability to just deal with things, focus on and move forward, right? If you can cut out where the problem is, and tell people be very straightforward with people. Again, another clear driver of success. The ability to focus on details even when things just make you crazy. Right? We think about people that survive difficult times, and you know, where they get stranded, and they're able to focus on little details, one thing at a time, to help them keep themselves alive. Okay, that is, if you're able to stay focused on those details as you work through difficult situations, it's another driver of just that ability to stay mentally strong and can also help drive success. And then finally, the last one I'll mention is just about being accountable for your actions no matter what happens. So if you hold yourself accountable and you don't make excuses for anything, what you're doing is you take full responsibility for everything that happens to you. Not only do people respect you more for it, you put yourself in the driver's seat if you take control for everything that happens. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for more episodes of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just think about some of those attributes we talked about and ask yourself the question, where are you on the scale? Do you consider yourself to be disciplined? Do you consider yourself to be in a good situation in terms of having that mental toughness, right? Are you able to deal with adversity? And really, are you mentally strong? And if there's some areas you think you can improve upon, think about putting them into, think about making it happen. And if you've got children that can benefit from this, this is a great thing to look at from the standpoint of a parent to say, okay, I want a mentally strong child. It's one of the most important attributes in life. How can I make that happen? And how can I be a better parent and drive some of these things that we've talked about?